Hey, welcome to Wolf's Watch. I'm Wolf. Happy July 5th, 2021. It is a national holiday, July 5th, Monday. Hey, and I just wanted to talk with you about why this is a national holiday so that we don't forget. It's incredibly important. And really, it gets lost in all the conversations that we had over the weekend. You know, July 4th, Independence Day, was yesterday. That is a massive celebration, which overshadows the real reason why Monday, July 5th, is actually a national holiday. There was something very, very important that occurred. You may have missed this. You may not have been taught this in school. You seriously need to pay attention. Listen, look at me. Look at me. Here's why this is a national holiday. On this day, July 5th, in 1937, a phenomenal thing happened that changed the face of the world forever. In Austin, Minnesota, Hormel released Spam. That's right. This is the national holiday for Spam. Thank you, Hormel. Thank you, Minnesota. What would we have done? Food for one. There has been so much. I'm looking for some more information here I want to share with you so that you get the right information, the truth behind the July 5th holiday and the truth behind why we celebrate it. So here, just a moment. What are we looking for? We're looking for this. You know, Spam was memorialized by one of the greatest comedy troupes of all time. And here's part of their original skit from Monty Python and the Flying Circus. And hopefully you've not been deprived of the cultural enrichment that comes from the Spam song. Thank you, Monty Python. That has just been such a great contribution to mankind and to our enjoyment of life. What are you doing today with your July 5th Spam holiday? Here's some more information. And see, you can get more on the history of Spam at the Spam Museum. If you're in Austin, Minnesota, actually, you should make a pilgrimage to Austin, Minnesota, to the Spam Museum to get the full and complete correct history of Spam. You know, there's so much misinformation these days in media. Go to the source. Get the correct information, the truth behind the July 5th holiday. Now, I've got another something else. And it seems that Spam really has a much longer history than we ever would have known had it once again not been for our good friends at Monty Python. So, and to share this bit with you, here's some of the deeper history behind Spam. Is just the cultural enrichment, the flavor. There's just so much with that. And, you know, it also takes us to, I'm looking for this again. Stay with me, because this is very important. We're looking forward. Yes, here we go. So the thing is with Spam, as Hormel likes to say, so you can go to spam.com again to get the truth, because it's just so much misinformation these days in media, to get the truth about Spam in all its forms. And since 1937, there's been so much innovation. We have Spam Light. We have Spam Low Sodium. This is just the correct Spam for you and your journey and your enrichment of your life and enjoyment. You know, whether you're a faithful fan or simply curious, taste you can hear. Part of the Spam experience that just makes life and holidays like this so much worth it. You know, really appreciate you joining me on this incredible, though little appreciated, July 5th national holiday celebrating the creation of Spam. You know, Spam was huge in terms of helping troops during World War II that were deployed in combat zones to have something to eat because it stores for a long time. It packs a lot of calories. It brings some vital nutrients to those that, if you see the photos, many of the troops, like in the Pacific Theater, Guadalcanal. The troops that for more than 30 days were fighting hand-to-hand with almost no food. They looked like they had been in a prison camp. Their uniforms were rotting off of them because of the jungle weather. They were emaciated, but yet foods like Spam helped carry them through. There's a serious history to Spam. It's a very important innovation in modern human history. In the 20th century, Spam is such a huge part of the 20th century that it will be with you forever. There's no way that you'll be able to get around that. And really, that's all we've got. You know, thank you, Monty Python. Thank you for joining me on Wolf's Watch. And again, just, you know, in honor of this national July 5th holiday, the entire government shuts down. All of the federal workers are enjoying their holiday as well, in order that we may all understand and recognize the importance of Spam. So take a few minutes to focus on that. You know, the truly impactful things in our nation as we celebrate this July 5th national holiday, and consider how much Spam has impacted your life. So thank you for joining us for this celebration of Spam. And I hope you're enjoying your holiday, having some barbecue, and including Spam in your celebration today. I'm Wolf. Thanks for joining us for Wolf's Watch. And I will see you on the road.